Hi, and welcome to this series looking at the Gospel of Mark. And where better to start than the very beginning? So I'd like to read to you now chapter 1, verse 1, through to verse 8. And in my version of the Bible, which is the New Revised Standard Version, this portion is entitled The Proclamation of John the Baptist. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it's written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandal. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Amen. There's an old joke I remember from my Navy days, and it is that the Queen thinks that the smell of fresh air is the same as fresh paint. Because if you ever needed anything painted or decorated, the best way to do it was to arrange a royal visit. Well, that's a bit like the proclamation of John the Baptist. He's coming to proclaim that someone much greater than him is about to appear. But why was that important? Why was it important at the start of Mark's Gospel? Well, Mark was writing for a small group of embattled Christians, probably 30 or 40 years after Christ's death. They were under persecution, and they wanted to hear not a story of a big religion, they wanted the story of a personal aid and Saviour. Saviour in terms of their physical being as well as their spiritual being. That's why John the Baptist emphasises the power of the Christ that's coming. He stands in the Jewish tradition, but he is absolutely a different type of Messiah from what the Jewish religion was expecting. He wasn't coming as a saviour of Israel in the whole. He was coming as a saviour of each individual. And what better time than the current crisis in our globe to look at Christ as our personal saviour. Saviour of our spiritual being and our physical being as well. That stands in the tradition of both the Jewish religion and the Christian religion, and has given strength, not just over centuries, but over millennia. Hopefully, you'll find that today. So as you hear that portion of text again, I invite you to initially focus on the Old Testament quotations, and plumb them for the comforts that have been timeless over all humanity. Next, focus on that wild man, that strangely dressed man in the wilderness, who gave us a wild message. And think, who are the wild people of today giving wild messages, yet true messages? Finally, focus on the promise of might that Jesus Christ will bring into the world. It will make straight the road, not just for us, but for all those around us. Then in prayer, bring all that you want made straight in your life. To Jesus Christ, who is always our straight way out of any wilderness. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.